whatever.
Yeah, my name's, I'm Tom Washington.
Tom Washington?
Yeah.
And you're listening to the Fatitude Era.
Fatitude Era is what I'm listening at?
Yeah, you're listening to the Fatitude Era. Just say it.
Oh, I did that already. Fuck you, you're wrong. Fuck you, we're right.
Welcome back to the Fatitude Era, still undefeated in the fight with anorexia. I'm your host, Jackknife Jess Smith, joined by my lovely co-host,
El Jordano Diablo,
and the one, the only, the professor, the doctor of the squared circle, Dr. Dewey Dynamite. Say hello.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
All right, I'm fantastic. Thank you very much. I've had an interesting week so far. We're actually recording earlier than we usually do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But my week started with me getting bit twice by a fucking dog. So
it's a good day.
Yeah.
It's a good day. It's a good week. It's a good. Why do I? There we go.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Cool.
Yeah. So other than that, like say, you know, we get right into it because we are doing sort of a similar episode to our last episode where it's just sort of like off the cuff. We're just rolling with it.
Yeah, we might get to some questions. I don't remember exactly what we talked about because since we recorded last, I've done like another 4 hours of podcasting. And one of the Hate Flow episodes had to go in the garbage, which sucks. It got released and then taken down because the person who was on...
chickened out?
Didn't realize. They were like, I didn't know this was going to go everywhere.
What do you think we're going to do? Like, put it on cassette tapes? And,
yeah, and like, what, give it to, like, our friends? No. I was just like, when Sheer told me, I was just like, okay... Like, I don't even have time for that type of crazy because before we recorded, now this is a couple weeks ago, before we recorded, she was like, oh, where is this going to be? We were like, iTunes, Spotify, all that shit.
Yeah.
And she was like, okay. And then, like, it goes up and she wigged out on fucking Sheer, so we had to take it down.
Well, my whole deal is, like, if you have that much of an issue with it, change your name. Use a fucking nomenclature.
We've had many people use a pseudonym before, and, like, it works out just fine. Like, it's not my fault. You're an idiot. So, like, Sheer may do an actual podcast with her in the future, which is fine. I was like, keep her the fuck away from me. Like, I don't deal with fucking people. Like, I'm unprofessional enough. I don't deal with unprofessional people.
agreed. And, like, that's the thing. Like, when you're doing a podcast that is very guest-centric, guests will fucking, you know, back out. It happens.
Yeah.
One of the episodes of Church Absurd, we had somebody participate in our mom metal segment, and then they decided that they didn't want it up there. So, you know, realistically, like, I took it down, but I was definitely shitty about it. You know what I mean?
I was, we also went, and well, we recorded this weekend, we recorded one episode with Justin Summers, who hosts Wrestling Cheers, which is like a very Ohio-centric podcast, like indie wrestling kind of stuff. I've been on his show. I was on his show a couple years ago, and he was on our show, I guess, probably a couple years ago at this point. And so we kind of just did like a...
reunion.
Yeah, he did ours again, and then we did one of his, went to his place, and it was a lot of fun. So just check that out. Wrestling Cheers is it's a fun time.
Yeah,
everybody
definitely
knows your name. Everybody knows your gimmick name.
is that the slogan?
No, I just came
up
with that.
That should be your slogan. Like, if you're listening, the guys from Wrestling Cheers, make that your slogan and pay Jordano some money.
Justin won't pay me.
he needs it for the Michael Hayes figure.
Yeah. Well, in other news, I got the Jax Classic Freebirds 3 set. It's on the way.
Nice.
Dude, like, I was talking to this dude from Texas because I saw them on
Grindr.
Yeah, on Grindr. I saw this wrestling store on Zack Ryder and Kurt Hawkins like vlog, and I saw that the dude had the Freebird, so I hit him up, and he was like, "Yeah, 65 shipped," and or 75 shipped, and I was like, "Okay, that's a fair price. Like, I don't mind paying that." And I was like, "Okay, how do you accept payment?" Didn't hear back from the dude. So like 2 days later, I was like, "Hey, just wanted to like check in. How do you want me to pay you?" Nothing. So I follow so many fucking wrestling pages on Instagram, and this one guy, if I'm not mistaken, he started his store on Instagram and now has an actual physical store because of it, which is very fucking cool.
Yeah.
I hit the dude up. I can't remember what I saw on his page, but I saw something and I was like, I might as well DM the dude, you know, just see, you know, just, hey, look at, if you ever see it, grab it for me. I'll pay you for it, whatever. And I was like, hey, if you ever see the Jax Classic, Classic Superstars Freebirds, you know, let me know. I'd be happy to buy it from you. And he was like, I actually have one on the way. And I was like, really? And he was like, yeah, 50 shipped. I was like, it's fucking sold.
Yeah.
I was like, can you wait until Friday till I, you know, get paid? The guy was like, yeah, that's totally fine. Friday morning, I fucking PayPal'd him the money. And he, like, sent me a message. He was like, hey, thanks for sticking to your word, you know, a lot. And I know that how that goes, where it's like, somebody's like, oh, I want that. And then, like, Jesse, my best friend Jesse, like, he has been hit up by people before, like, to do commissioned artwork. And he's done it as, like, and this is, like, I know for one specific guy, he was, like, somebody we would consider a friend. But, I mean, like, more of an acquaintance. A lot of people hate the dude, and he's never been a reputable person. But he like asked Jesse to draw this very specific thing, and Jesse did it, like took the time and did it, and like they had agreed on a price, and the dude never hit up Jesse to pick it up. Jesse hit him up, has seen Jesse, has never mentioned it, and like, so Jesse just has this like commission piece that he's just trying to sell now. And so I know how that goes, that the guy was like, hey, you know, I appreciate, you know, I'll do business with you again. I'm like, absolutely. Cause I'm not going to fucking, like, I love to collect my figures, and there's very specific things I like.
Well, the thing I use mainly when I'm looking for something is usually Mercari, just because
me and Drew sold a bunch of my shit last year.
Mm-hmm. Well, cause Mercari, the one thing I like is like, number one, the dude, like, if someone fucks you over, they won't get paid until you rate that shit.
Yeah.
And when you rate that shit, if you rate it a 1-star, Mercari contacts you and just like, what's the deal?
Yeah.
And if you get fucked, they won't pay out.
Yeah.
Like they will give you your money back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Whether it's in the form of a Mercari balance or like back to your PayPal or whatever, which is fine if it is a Mercari balance for me, because I shop on Mercari a lot.
Yeah.
Like I just recently I picked up two of the, I think, 6 books of Alan Moore's Swamp Thing run. Mm-hmm. And like, you know, I have those on the way.
Yeah.
So like literally like that was just like 3 days ago.
Yeah.
So I use Mercari a lot because of the way that they treat their customers.
Yeah, this ain't even a plug. They ain't even paying us.
Yeah, exactly. That's a genuine thing of like, I like this program.
The only thing I didn't like about it is that, I mean, I was really hard up, and Drew was helping me out. Mm-hmm. The only thing I did not like about it was how much people lowball you. Like that.
Well, there's no guarantee. Like, you don't have to accept those orders.
No, no, we didn't, but we were trying to like move shit. But it's worked out for Drew a couple times.
Yeah,
selling stuff. It's worked out for him. I mean, it worked out for us as far as like us getting paid, getting the shit out, all that. It worked out, saved my ass some. But like, it actually worked out for you previous to that,
right?
When it was something about DVDs having the WWF label on them, not the WWE, which makes them way more valuable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
is that what it was?
Yeah.
And how much did you end up making off like however many DVDs it was?
It was like 300.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Off of how many DVDs?
2.
No, it was, I sold one guy the WrestleMania set, which was WrestleMania 15, 16, 17, and 18.
The best WrestleMania. Well, not 16, but.
Yeah. And then I sold the 2000, was it the 2000, 2001, and 2002 DVDs.
Oh, that's separately.
Yeah, separately. Yeah.
So it was like 9 DVDs for $300.
Right.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, realistically, like, you know, in the world of wrestling merch and everything like that, you know, the weirdest things can be like rare as fuck.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And they can go for a shit ton of money.
Right now I'm searching for it because, like, I got Chelsea into wrestling. We're going on 3 years ago now. And, like, there's certain things we collect together. The figures are mostly mine. There's, like, the little guys that, like, we collect together.
Mm-hmm.
She has, like, all of our micro brawlers. Those are hers. You know what I mean? And, I got her, I think I've mentioned this on the podcast before. I got her at All In. I got her the Being the Elite foam, or no, I got her the Marty Scurll, like, Broken Fingers foam fingers. At Double or Nothing, I got her the Being the Elite one when signed by Jerry Lynn, like, personalized to her, you know, when I met him backstage. And,
if you want that story, check it out on the return episode 15.
That's a good story. And she just got the Orange Cassidy one at, AEW. So I hope she can't hear me, but I'm trying to get her. She loves Hacksaw Jim Duggan, and the reason is she's,
you want,
like,
the foam.
She, well, yeah. Yeah. Like, I had one as a kid.
Yeah.
And so, dude, but this guy wanted like $80 for it. I'm like, I can't spend $80 on a fucking foam 2x4. Hacksaw actually ended up seeing it and was like, if you can't find one, I got a real one for you, and I'll sign it, tough guy, like, on Twitter. And I was like, that's fucking great. But so I want to get her that, but, like, it's the reason, but going back, the reason she loves Hacksaw so much is, like, the first time she saw him, she was like, what's his gimmick? I was like, he says ho, carries around a 2x4, and people chant USA. She's like, I love it.
The beauty is in the simplicity.
Q USA chant.
Right. Oh, man. All right, so I say that we
could just talk about wrestling merch, honestly, this whole fucking time. Like,
well, I mean, I got a top 10 list and everything.
Oh, cool.
Like that. And you have another lament you wanted to do, so.
Which one? Oh, shit.
Whatever one you didn't do last week.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay, just remind me when we're doing it. Okay. I'll get fucking worked up. Don't worry.
But yeah.
I'm already.
But yeah, I mean, realistically, where are we at? You
know, honestly, this episode, before we get started, like, we just kind of threw it together. We didn't want to skip another week because we had all that personal shit going on. Some more personal shit came up, but, like, we wanted to squeeze one in for people who listen so we can not miss
it. Yeah, we wanted to get one clenched in there.
Yeah.
And we you know, wanted
right in that little, you know, that tight puckered hole. We wanted to just get right in that ear hole.
It's ropey. It's ropey.
Dude, oh, my God. So I have to tell you this because you'll appreciate it. So I just was mentioning to you before we were recording that I'm playing Words with Friends, and I tried to play ropey, which is not an actual word. For a little bit of backstory, you would have to, which one is it?
Too Fat for 40.
Too Fat for 40, Kevin Smith's.
He tells the story of the first time that he and his wife got stoned, and he goes to take a shit, and he's in there. And he tells the story a million times better than I do. So, you know,
go look it up.
Yeah, go look it up. But basically, he's taking a shit and it feels like it's taking forever, sort of like Tom Carvel style, just like soft serve. And he's just like talking to himself in the bathroom when he's high, and he's just like, it's ropey.
It's so good. And, like, I was laughing to myself, and I wanted to, like, I was going to, because, like, if, it's not hard to catch his eye on Twitter, and, like, because he'll like shit. Like, it looks like he reads most of the stuff, like, that when it's not blowing the fuck up. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to screenshot me trying to play it and be like, I wanted to be like, I blame you for me thinking this is a word.
It's ropey.
It's ropey. It's ropey. It's so good.
Oh, man. Well, yeah. So
that's two episodes in a row we talk about Kevin Smith. Well, actually, we probably talk about Kevin Smith on every fucking episode.
Yeah, in some way or another. But yeah, okay. So we're at 14 minutes. Let's go ahead and just do a quick one. You know, why not?
Current main events. Current main events.
That's right. It's current main events where we talk about what's currently going on in the wrestling stratosphere and determine if we like it or not. It's a very simple segment for a very simple crowd. That's all it is. All right. So, AEW, how you feeling?
I'm looking. We're recording this
Tuesday
on the eve of Wardlow versus Cody in the cage, which is going to be a fucking banger.
Yeah.
It's AEW's first cage match.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, you know, it's going to be very fucking Flair dusty, I'm sure.
You think?
And
oh, yeah.
It, without a doubt. And, or very, you know, Kerry Von Erich versus Ric Flair, you know.
Yeah.
Or was it? Yeah, it was Kerry, right? Yeah. Was it? Yeah, it was Kerry. Because that's Bam Bam Gordy slams the door in his face. And that's when Michael Hayes, that's when the Freebirds and Von Erich's thing. It's going to be very, like, it's going to be hot. I think the crowd's going to be hot for it. I'm looking very forward to it.
All right. Drew, how you feeling?
Well, I mean, switch gears a little bit to, you know, WWE with their next show coming up, their Super Showdown. Did you watch the last Super Showdown or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Because it was bad, and it's going to be as bad.
It hasn't happened yet, right. But it's going to be as bad.
Right.
And, like, that's not me making fun of Drew. That's me agreeing with Drew.
Right, because you and I watched it. How bad the whole...
I was drunk, and it wasn't good.
The whole woman's thing, because...
And he sat through Batman versus Superman drunk.
Right. Because, you know, over there in Saudi Arabia, you know, they're still, like, ass backwards as far as, like, women's rights and all that shit goes.
Women's rights and, like, how to get wrestlers on a plane correctly. And...
Well, they're good at detaining people. So there's that.
Because last year, I think it was Lacey Evans and Natalya. And, you know, over there...
Which is a match I couldn't have wanted to see less.
Right. And, you know, over there, they can't, you know, sexualize women, you know, like we do over here in the States. So
they came out in hijabs?
Close.
Big double X t-shirts.
Yeah. It was a freaking, you know, just all black bodysuit, and then it was like a t-shirt on top of it.
Yep.
And Naomi versus Carmella?
Is that... Oh, that is what it is. I mean, at least they can put on a really good match.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to watch it.
Yeah. I mean, realistically, when it comes to Saudi and Arabian events, there's one thing we can say, and that's...
Pretty much.
Yep.
Because it gets worse.
Yeah. The Fiend versus Goldberg for the Universal title. You should have played the curb music. I mean, like, that's just booking yourself into a whatever.
Right, because, you know, that is going to be the winner of that match, as we can say, will face Roman Reigns at WrestleMania, and right now it's 50-50 of, you know, WWE officials of who's going to win that match, and it's just going to be bad either way.
I mean, like, what a slap in the face it would be to Bray Wyatt to have him win it in Saudi Arabia and lose it in Saudi Arabia.
Right.
Like I said, I think last week, the only good thing about, and I stole this from Shear, the only good thing about Goldberg winning anything in Saudi Arabia is like thousands of Saudis cheering a Jew. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Right.
Remind me to put Hava Nagila on the soundboard.
Those are the only two matches that I know of on the card. I mean, I'm sure I don't care because I'm not going to watch it. Right. Like, I try to steer clear of politics, even though I'm like a left leaning person, but that is just. That's a whole shit show, and it's a fucking fiasco, and I think it's bullshit that they're even still doing it.
Well, you know, money.
Yeah. Yeah. How much was that deal? It was
$50 million each show.
$50 million and 72 virgins.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
72 virgins. Yeah. Good night.
They often say, you know, like Reverend Williams once said, like, that sometimes gets lost in translation, you know. Somebody goes up there, I thought it was 72 virgins. Like, no, it's 72
Virginians, you asshole.
They're kicking the shit out of them.
I just love when he says that the actual translation is 71 crystal clear raisins. Some terrorist blows himself up, gets to heaven, goes, where are my bitches? Here are your raisins.
Rest in peace.
Yes. All right.
I
genuinely do miss him, even though he has plenty of stories of him being a thief.
Oh. But going back to current stuff, on MLW, go watch MJF, and I forget who it is, versus the Von Erichs. It's fucking great.
All right, so we have a match recommendation for the week. Go check it out. And then if you've watched it, give us your thoughts in the comments below.
It's real good. I mean, MJF is just on fire right now.
Also, I'd like to recommend going back and watching the TLC match, because I just did that recently.
Which one?
The first one.
The one at No Mercy?
Yeah, the first one with Dudley's and...
The first one with all three of them?
Yes.
Okay, all
that
right.
That first one, because I just went back and watched it recently, and like, wow, that's a great match.
I don't know which one's better, though. The one at 18, or not? No, it's 17. 17. No. The one where Edge spears
17. Yeah.
That's 17. Mm. So is that that's not the first one, is it?
It's the first one with all three.
Well, I thought 16.
Well, 16 officially was a ladder match.
Okay, so the first TLC match.
I think was the WrestleMania 17.
Yeah, that match is fucking stupid good.
Maybe SummerSlam 2000. SummerSlam 2000 was the first official TLC match.
And that's one thing I want to start doing is I want to have occasionally we do a topic discussion where we go back and we watch a match and we, like, we're talking classic matches. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, we're talking Austin versus Bret at WrestleMania 13. We're talking
Austin Rock 15.
Yeah, we're talking, you know, Hogan versus Rock, everything like that. You know what I mean? Just like classic matches, you know, the Shawn Bret Iron Man match.
That's the next one I was
going
to bring up.
You know, I mean, just like, I want to do that and then have us talk about it. Just have like match retrospectives where we're just like, does it hold up as like one of the greatest matches?
Yeah.
Or has nostalgia played a factor?
Current main events. I watched fucking GCW Run Ricky Run. Ricky Shane Page. If you have not been paying attention to the Ricky Shane Page GCW shit going on, I have never seen that much legitimate fucking heat in my, like, since ECW. Like, I'm talking Dudley's heat.
Like, Dudley's heat wave heat?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, I'm pretty sure, I don't know this for a fact, but I'm pretty sure Greg Iron got attacked by a fan as they were coming out.
That's nuts.
Yeah, dude, like, this is
how you gonna bully the guy with cerebral palsy, you monsters.
And he's the handicapped hero. Who Greg is a friend.
Check out Greg's appearance on Let the Hate Flow Through You. It is one of the greatest episodes.
It's arguably that the Tim Cornette, the new Tim Cornette one was really good.
Dave Flynn on midgets was really good.
Dave Flynn, because Dave Flynn's a god. And we'll have him on the show because he's a huge wrestling fan. But anyway, Ricky Shane Page, also a really cool dude. People who are fans of Nick Gage, actually most wrestling fans who like pay attention to the indies, go to the indies, fucking hate Ricky Shane Page and Greg Iron, especially here in Cleveland where they're from. People fucking hate them. There's reasons for that that I don't need to get into. I don't know the full story. It's not my fucking business. Mm. I like both those guys, so I support them. And
turns out that Greg's like a clan member.
Oh, that would be awful. No, don't say that. Don't say that. I will say this. The whole show is not worth a watch. That's not to say anything bad about any of the wrestlers. Because there's a like the first match was amazing. It was a 6-man scramble and KTB was in it. It was fucking killer. But the main event it was described to me because I was back watching it. I was behind in watching it. Mm-hmm. My friend Jonah was watching it, who fucking hates Ricky and Greg. And he texted me and he goes, dude, this match is pandemonium. And I just said, I love that word because it just reminds me of like Gorilla Monsoon and Vince and stuff. But like, I'll give you both my Fight TV. I think you have my Fight TV password, but I'll like watch it. It's so fucking, it's insane how much heat they have. It's awesome.
I like it. Yeah. I like it. And you know what? I think that's a good place to bookend current main events.
Sure.
What do you think?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know what that means, folks. It is time to move on to this week's top 10 list. As always, this week's
USA, USA.
As always, this week's top 10 list is brought to you by your lovely folks at Counting Worm Shop, your one-stop shop for oddity, artwork, and jewelry. That's right, amazing pieces done with mummies, taxidermy, bones, eyeballs, everything. Everything you can think of that's dead, it's on there. And guess what, folks? If you want to see these people live in person, check out Oddities and Curiosities Expo in Columbus, Ohio on May 9th. July 18th in Detroit, Michigan. If you can't make it out to those ones, they are vending the Odd Mall in Akron, Ohio, May 2nd and 3rd. Come see me. I'll likely be there. I'll sign copies of Wrestle Void. Whatever you want me to sign, I'll do it. I'm not famous, but I'll still sign shit. I'm like Hordano, who signed my copy of Wrestle Void. Exactly. Counting Worm Shop. If you can't make it out to those shows, guess what? Email countingwormshop@gmail.com, etsy.com/shop/countingwormshop, or on Facebook, Counting Worm Shop, your one-stop shop for everything oddities. And guess what? Everything can be beautiful, even the dead, except for Bray Wyatt's championship belt.
Or the Grateful Dead. Also, the next segment after we do this one, I'm just going to let you know, is brought to you by my signature. I used to sign every copy of Wrestle Void. Fuck that. I'm never doing it for free again.
I like it.
Yo, it was too... Dude, you try to sign 75 copies of something in a row. I get why wrestlers get paid what they do.
Or they get a stamp.
Yeah, which is a bitch move.
Right.
That's so fucking lame. Well, it's okay for Muhammad Ali because he couldn't sign shit, so I'm okay with that, but...
I'm sorry, but if Shoeless Joe Jackson, who couldn't write, could sign things, I'm just saying.
That's mean to do to Muhammad Ali.
Whatever. Anyway.
It's Black History Month, man. What the fuck?
I don't care.
I do not endorse that. I bought a Muhammad Ali pop figure this month.
Black Lives Matter, guys. That's all I'm saying.
It's like, we'll give you a month, the shortest month of the year.
You can't say Black Lives Matter like that, like in that tone, because it's three white guys. Like, also, like,
two with shaved heads.
Like, I don't want to tell people what we're gonna do when Zach's on the show, but if you can see, it's booking this, and to work around that's gonna be very hard to do. Because like, people are going to be like, I'm like, my first thought.
What do you
like,
have in the concession stand?
I was like, who's working in the concession stands? We'll cross that bridge when we come to it.
We'll burn that cross when we come to it.
Let me hear that fire crackle, brother.
All right. Wow. This week's top 10 list. Wow, we are getting right into it, aren't mm-hmm. we? All right. This week's top 10 list is a special one, so be excited. It is the top 10 movie roles and the wrestlers we want to see play them.
All right. That's fine. We're going to do that. That's going to be fun. But when you said this one's special, I was like, oh, shit, we're going to talk about Eugene.
Oh, man. Everybody forgot.
Dude,
William Regal's grandson.
That shit.
Eric Bischoff's nephew.
Yeah, that shit, dude. If you go back and watch it, like, there's a lot of stuff about the Attitude Era and Ruthless Aggression Era that
does
not age well at all. And that is one that wasn't really okay then.
Yeah.
Now that shit would not fly.
Yeah. All right. Top ten movie roles and the wrestlers we want to see play them. Okay. Are we ready, folks?
Yes.
Yep.
Number 10, Scott Steiner is Good Will Hunting. Oh. He just goes in there. He's like, how do you like them apples? And he's just like, what do you mean is we have 1 in 44 chance to solve this equation?
You like apples? You take this apple, cut it up into 9 pieces, divide that 9 pieces by 4. You got 3 in 4 chance to beat me at sacrifice. Okay.
How you like them apples?
That's a short film.
I don't like apples. You're fat,
dude. Did I ever show you the meme I made of Scott Steiner? It's like this face. He's like, he looks all sad. And he like looks bloated, and I put over it, when somebody eated all the chicken wings.
Big Papa Plump.
I would not fuck with that dude though. He's
fuck no.
He's a loose cannon, and I was like. Way more than Brian.
Side note, on one of these episodes, I want to go back and watch when he debated for America.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Number 9, Abdullah the Butcher is Detective John Kimble in Kindergarten Cop. He's just slicing his head open in front of the kid.
It's not a tumor.
It's not a tumor. I'll show you my
actually,
skull.
Actually, hit like his voice if you hear it. It's not a tumor. Like, his voice is awful. And he's a psychopath.
All right. This one's going to be Hordana's favorite. It's the Hype Bros as Bill and Ted for number 8.
I love Zack Ryder. Like, I love him very much, but I don't want anybody to die, so let's just leave. Who plays the George Carlin role?
Oh, it's George Carlin.
The ghost of George Carlin.
No one can replace George Carlin. There's a reason there's no Ree Rufus cast in the Bill and Ted Face the Music.
Then so. I will watch that movie.
Yeah, exactly.
If they superimpose George Carlin.
Right, just have him in the background.
George Carlin hologram.
Do a George Lucas with George Carlin. Just have him chilling in the background in some scenes.
I don't need a fucking Tupac hologram. I need a fucking George Carlin hologram.
Right. Oh, my God. That'd be amazing. But yeah, he'd be rolling over at his grave just like, just let me die. Side note, does anybody know what's on George Carlin's grave?
No.
He was just here a minute ago?
Yes. Rest in peace, George Carlin. He was just here a minute ago.
The best is that there's that, and then there's the way he wanted his body to be, like, once he died, what he wanted to be done was he wanted to be taken up in a plane and then just thrown out at a random spot, and wherever he landed, leave him there.
Right.
That would have been awesome.
I would have loved it. It's like, here lies George.
Just like his legs just sticking
in, out. In the middle of a farm in Nebraska. Thousands
like,
of people.
What if he landed in water and they were like, yo, bring him back up.
We're doing this again. He's not living in the Marianas Trench. Fuck that.
I want to see Vince McMahon in the George Carlin biopic.
Right. Oh, my God. All right. Number 7. Braun Strowman is Buddy the Elf in Elf.
Take my fucking money. Take my money. I would love that.
He's just like, Buddy the Elf, what's your favorite color?
Oh, Chelsea's going to love that. That would be great.
I'd watch it.
Have you seen him play the elf on the network?
Yeah.
It's so good. Yeah. It's so funny.
All right. Number 6. This one's a threefer. Swoggle as Yoda with El Torito as R2-D2.
Oh, God.
And Santino Marella as Jar Jar. Just imagine it.
I'm just trying to think of, like, who's really fat that could play boss and ass? Like, who do I hate that's super fat? Fuck.
Fuck it. You don't even have to hate him. I say Viscera.
Yeah, I don't hate Big Daddy B. All right, yeah, okay.
All right, number 5, Brett and Owen Hart as Bob and Doug McKenzie in Strange Brew.
Shh, that'd be a... Well, half of it would be funny. The other half would be incredibly serious and boring and probably a downer.
I still want to see it,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah.
All right, number 4. We're really getting into the good stuff. Yeah. Number 4, the League of Nations as the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yes.
Even more boring than the movie ended up being.
Oh, dude. God.
I actually like that movie.
What's wrong with you?
League of Extraordinary Gentlemen?
Yeah.
It sucks.
I liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of bad.
He said it,
I own fucking Mr. Nanny. Like,
he said it last week. You know, he's easily entertained. So.
I mean, yeah, it's just, I don't know. I.
You know what else kids like?
I think
like?
It's a great.
Keys.
I like
they
the
fucking
idea
love
of it. That was 4?
Yeah, that was number
okay,
4.
Okay.
Number 3. Chris Benoit is Leonard Shelby in Memento. He's got the brain damage already.
Chris Benoit and the Machinist.
Right. He just gets super skinny.
And he's crazy. He's a
right.
Psycho.
Are you ready?
Chris Benoit is Tyler Durden.
You are not your job.
Chris Benoit in the Terminator.
Oh, man. Number 2, Tony Atlas as Black Dynamite. I'd watch it.
No. Tony Atlas as Shaft. That would be great.
I want to see Tony Atlas just redo all of Samuel L. Jackson's roles.
Oh, that wouldn't get old fast.
Ezekiel 25-17!
I'm a mushroom cloud laying motherfucker.
Alrighty. Are you ready for the number 1?
Yeah. I don't know if you're going to be able to top that.
the number one role that we want to see. Hulk Hogan and Eric Bischoff as Danny and Derek Vineyard in American History X.
Why you gotta make Bischoff racist, man? I mean, he probably is, but you don't gotta do that to me.
And that is this week's top 10 list, brought to you by Counting Worm Shop. Once again, Etsy.com/shop/Counting Worm Shop, on Facebook Counting Worm Shop, or on email countingwormshop@gmail.com. We are going to be right back on this exciting episode of the Fatitude Era.
Brother. They have all this information about pro wrestling, and yet I know it's coming from a biased source that's probably paid off by WWE. God damn it. Where am I supposed to go to get non-biased information?
Have you tried WrestleVoid? That's right, wrestling fans. If you're sick of the same biased bullshit that is clearly paid off by the big suits of pro wrestling corporate business, check out WrestleVoid, a corn-fed wrestling zine. Each quarter, you can pick up top-notch articles detailing AIW, AEW, WWE, Impact, the Indies, and even the juggalos that wrestle in the backyard next door to your cousin's house. Pick up a copy of the latest WrestleVoid at these fine retailers in the Cleveland area.
WrestleVoid is currently available at the Loop in Tremont. That's the Loop in Tremont.
And I know what you're thinking. God damn it, I don't even live in Cleveland. Well, guess what, you little bitch? They're online at WrestleVoid.BigCartel.com. Or on Twitter at WrestleVoid, or on Facebook. You can even hit up El Hordano on Instagram and ask him to send you one and see magnificent candid shots of what wrestling shirt he's wearing that day. Are you gonna stick to the dirt sheets? Fuck you! Does your wife not want you buying wrestling zines? Divorce her! Do your kids think you're too old for wrestling? Kill them! Do all your friends think that WrestleVoid isn't a legitimate publication? Sacrifice their soul to Satan. Pick up your copy of WrestleVoid today and follow the void.
And we are back to the Fatitude Era, Cleveland's greatest punk rock wrestling podcast. Your host, Jackknife Jeff Smith, joined by El Hordano Diablo and Dr. Dewey Dynamite. And Drew, you were saying something right as I shut the mics off. You were saying something. Go ahead and just say that.
Triple H is now making it his personal mission to sign the IWGP Heavyweight Champion Okada once his contract is up.
It is El Hordano's Lament, the segment in which Hordano bitches about something that he does not like.
No, this is valid. This is valid as fuck. And the reason for that is historically in WWE, what do they do with top Japanese talent?
They put him in Kai and Tai.
I mean, Michinoku is great.
Chubby BP.
Yeah. Funaki is great. Oh, actually, all of Kai and Tai was great. It was just really racist what they did.
You mean Jimmy Wang Yang was racist?
Jimmy Wang Yang was fucking awesome, though, because he was like the Japanese cowboy, and that was it was him and Trevor Murdoch?
Yeah.
That's a fucking tag team right there, dude. That, like, he was underrated.
Well, you know, Trevor Murdoch, he's the kind of guy that can go through Ethiopia
with a bucket of chicken on his back. You fucking cornet. All right, anyway, so I've stated many, many times, I put him on the cover of one of the fucking zines that I help run, WrestleVoid. Kazuchika Okada, in my opinion, is the best wrestler around right now. People argue AJ Styles, people argue Kenny Omega. I think it's Kazuchika Okada. He has, like, there's so much crazy good talent in New Japan. Just homegrown talent, people they brought over from this other countries, like the Gaijin and shit. Like, there's so much good talent there. But Kazuchika Okada is like their fucking Hulk Hogan. And I don't mean that in any kind of, like, there's nothing there. Like, he's that big. He's a fucking star over there. He's made of fucking money. And WWE, like the fact that, because I want to respect Triple H, I really do, but like, you're the same guy that brought over Shinsuke Nakamura And then he went up to the main roster, and they have not done shit with him. I mean, there's been a couple things here and there that have been good, but I remember when they signed Shinsuke that I was like, holy shit. Like, this is huge.
Once you realized what his name actually was. Because for the longest time, we were calling him Hyundai Sonata.
So, with them trying, like, Triple H trying to sign Okada is like, the worst. Like, that will turn me away completely. Like, if it, which it would never, never in a million years is going to happen. Mm. Won't happen. He's their top guy. He carries that belt when they need him to. When there's like a downturn in business, he carries that belt when they're on top of the world. He lost, obviously, to Naito at Wrestle Kingdom, which is fine. Like, it was, he's held the belt. I think he has the record now. If I'm not mistaken, I think Okada has the record. I know he has it for like days total for having the championship. What could WWE possibly do with Okada? You can't put him in NXT. He's way too big of a star. He's not a heel. He's a face. And the only way it could possibly work, and he speaks English a little bit. It's broken. The only thing they could do with him is bring him in as a heel and give him somebody like Paul Heyman. And I don't want to fucking see that. They need to keep their fucking nose out of certain places. And Kazuchika Okada's ass is fucking one of them. I'll leave it there.
All right. I agree. I agree.
I'm sweating because of that. Like, that legitimately, when Drew told me that, I was like, like I said, never going to happen.
I noticed a new hole in the wall. I just didn't want to ask questions about it.
That's hole worthy for sure.
All right. And that has been this week's Hordano's Lament. Definitely one of the more infuriating. And I think that's because he wasn't yelling. I think when he's not yelling, that's a big sign that he's genuinely pissed off.
Yep.
Yeah. So keep that in mind, folks. If you hear him not yelling on Hate Flow, he's genuinely pissed off about what they're talking about.
Because when I get mad, like, I mean, you can ask Chelsea, anybody who really knows me, when I get mad, I get quiet. Like,
yeah.
I get quiet. And that just fucking Peter Griffin style grinds my gears, man.
Well, you know what, man? Look at it this way. It might be true. It might just be rumors. But who knows? It could just be one big conspiracy. Hold on, I don't want to get sued. But speaking of conspiracies, I have an idea for our one last segment of the show.
I like it.
Right.
I know where it's going.
Yeah. That's right, folks. It is time for another exciting installment of the XXL Files.
Ooh, okay, yes.
The one, the only, strange but true urban legends of pro wrestling list. We have journeyed deep into the careers of Kerry Von Erich and Hulk Hogan. But I think we're going to do it a little bit differently this time. I think we should take a look at the beginning of the list and just go down maybe 8 of them.
Armbar. And once again, I want to preface this by saying we did not write this list. I found this list years ago on a fucking page.
Angel Fire.
And I sent it to Jess immediately when I found it. And we will never give you the URL. You just have to come in and check in with us.
I mean, realistically, you could probably find it if you look hard enough.
If you look hard, dude, but I mean,
I think there's a Reddit post about it.
Is there?
Yeah.
I dug and dug and dug. And I was like, when I came across, I was like, oh, this is gold.
Yeah. So we are going to get right into this exciting installment of the XXL Files.
The XXL Files.
All right. Let's get started. Number one, we're going straight to the beginning of the list. Okay. Kevin Sullivan spends his vacations at a nudist colony. Take that image
true,
through the day.
True, true. Because there is also a story about Kevin Sullivan at a bar coming out with his... This is supposed... he's not cut, you know? He's not snipped.
And, he's a Sharpay down and, there. Yeah. He's an anteater.
And he had...
The name of this episode is now Kevin Sullivan's Dick.
I think he had like a dollar bill sticking out of it or something like that. They told it on 83 Weeks. Like Conrad, I think, said it. It's Conrad. It's not a rib. That is a rib. Well, I don't know. Just a rib I don't want to see. I believe that. Is the other crazy Kevin Sullivan one on there? Because we're going to have to do a whole episode on that. It's going to be in bad taste. But we'd have to cover it.
Hold on,
you know what I'm talking about, Drew?
No. Let me do a search.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
I believe so.
It has to do with CB.
And it's not on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll have to cover that. Drew will tell you. I don't want to spoil it because it will be in bad taste to talk about it, but it is very interesting.
Yeah.
I think I know what we're talking about.
Okay. There's a whole conspiracy theory out there and it's insane, but there are, like a lot of conspiracy theories, there are so many things weirdly after, I'll put it this way.
Yeah.
After watching many Kevin Sullivan shoot interviews, I don't believe it. But
it's definitely a talk.
It's a talk for sure. We'll leave it at that.
We're going to go to number three.
Building anticipation. This is storytelling. This is professional wrestling, guys.
Right. No, this is a podcast. don't overshoot there, bud.
Podfessional wrestling.
Why don't you take about 10% off there, bud?
Mm.
All right. Number three.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what we'll call that episode.
Allegedly.
That's what we should call this.
Right.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. I mean,
it was on last week, wasn't it?
No, not last. The latest episode we were talking about the fucking asshole, Rory.
Yeah.
I put in the sound effect of Squirrely Dad going, allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what I like.
Allegedly.
That's what I like about you, Jess.
Is that what you appreciate about me?
Yeah, appreciate. All right, go ahead.
All right, number three, Roddy Piper having a young man.
Wait, what's number two?
Tommy Rich soaked his balls in a beer mug full of hydrogen peroxide.
Don't care. Next.
Yeah. All right. Roddy Piper having a young manservant type who travels with him wherever he goes, holding his bags, opening doors for him, etc.
No.
Piper and others referring to the young boy as cocksucker like it's his name.
No. Jake the Snake, I could see doing that because when he came to Cleveland, he had this kid who booked his tour. It was awful. Jake's show was great. I'm not saying that, but the kid who booked the tour is a fucking idiot. He called him Nickel Dick.
Is that the reason he pulled his dick out? Did the kid recommend it?
This was the end of 2018.
This was post-dick showing is what you're saying?
No, but I think maybe at my parents' house, I still have tickets to that show.
Really?
Where he pulled his dick out. Wow. But, like, Jake was so nice. Jess knows how much of a fan of Jake the Snake I am. So, like, when I met him, I was like a little kid. And he goes, it's okay, man. You want to suck my dick? You can. And I was just like, you're amazing. I love you.
And he did.
And I did. I blew Jake the Snake. I blew Jake's snake.
And he does not have an anteater.
King Cobra. Right. His half.
Does it have the hood that's open up?
Yeah, no, it's half. Like on the league. It's half circumcised.
All right.
They call that a half job.
All right. Number six. Virgil got a job by unleashing his hose on Pat Patterson's desk.
His hose, like his dick.
Yeah.
I was like, wait,
his
that
anteater.
Wouldn't work for, I was like, that wouldn't work for Pat Patterson because he's gay. But do I think it's true? I don't know. I don't want to. I don't know. The whole Pat Patterson thing is really, really weird because, like, you know, as, like, once he outed himself, like, everybody knew he was gay. But, like, I don't – with every – like, his story is so fucking touchy because, like, there's what a trailblazer he was in, like, San Francisco – and then there's, like, the whole Ring Boy scandal. And then there's, like, he's one of the greatest Finnish men. No pun intended.
Right on a Ring Boy's face.
Thank you. It only took us 5 episodes of the comeback to get to the Ring Boy joke.
That was good. And then there's, you know, like the recent stuff about him at Rocky Johnson's funeral and stuff, mm-hmm. which I think Pat Patterson's starting to lose it. I don't know what's true about him. I don't know what's untrue about him. I know that he never liked Roddy Piper, and I know that Piper stood up for people to Pat Patterson. So it's hard for me to talk about Pat Patterson because there's things about him I really like, and there's things that are
glaring, like, yeah, problems.
Yeah, big time. So, yeah. I don't know.
It's a toughie. We don't
know. I don't think that's true about Piper. No, I do not.
Yeah, well, no, this is, we're on Virgil now.
Oh, yeah, I would, that, but like saying, like with the whole, like that sounds like Ring Boy shit, and that was not Piper's style.
Okay, yeah, I believe it. So, in other words, what you're saying is that it is
fucking bullshit!
Yep.
All right, fantastic. Moving on. Are you ready for this one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
NWA World Champion Gene Kaniski bought Kevin Von Erich a hooker in Las Vegas when Kevin was 12.
Whoa. Do you think that's what started the curse?
Maybe.
And that's why he's the only one alive with gonorrhea?
Oh, man.
Anybody who listens to this show knows how much I love the Von Erichs. That could be true. Kevin Von Erich don't seem like the type, but his brothers did.
I mean, he was 12.
Yeah,
you know?
Whatever.
And that was like, the per be like what, the 60s?
He is 12, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Summer of Love. Right. Wait, I think he was born in 57, so it would have been 69. that's true.
Oh, it's true.
It's damn true.
All right. Number 12. The Rock and Roll Express walk in on Jimmy Valiant laying on the floor, jerking off under a glass table that a hooker is shitting on.
Have no doubt that that's true.
Ricky throws up and leaves while Robert stays there to watch.
100%. That's probably why his eye's cockeyed.
Oh, man, that's what it comes, his eye just goes one way when he's seeing a plate job happen.
Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
These are great for, like, one-liner jokes, dude. Right?
Oh, man. All right. Number 13.
Lucky.
Bruce Hart was a substitute teacher while a top face / promoter / booker in Stampede. He impregnated a 14-year-old student and married her.
Allegedly.
I don't know if that's true or not, but the Hart family, as storied as it is also a very checkered past, so I could see that being...
Pink and black checkered past. Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, there's like three like true Harts that people give a shit about, and that's Stu, Brett, and Owen. The other ones don't really matter.
Yeah.
And that's not excluding Neidhart, Bulldog. I'm talking about the actual Hart family. There's three that matter.
Yeah.
All right. Number 16. Victor Quiñones tried to rape Tarzan Boy at gunpoint in a bathroom stall. He did rape some rookie Japanese wrestler at gunpoint.
I thought you were going to say some rookie jabroni. I was like, Jesus, Jeff.
Some rookie Japanese wrestler at gunpoint in a bathroom stall.
That's definitely true.
No, like, I mean, it's on this list. It's hard to tell. You know what I mean? But it says that.
Well, it sounded like you said one.
He tried to rape Tarzan Boy, but it didn't work. He did rape some rookie Japanese wrestler at gunpoint in a bathroom stall, however.
I'm not going to make any jokes about that. I don't know enough about that wrestler. If that is true, that's fucking disgusting. Even if it's not true, it's just a gross accusation, so fuck that.
Agreed. So regardless of if it's true or bullshit, fuck him. Number 17, Chris Champion went to jail for inappropriately touching an underage girl while he was wearing his Cowabunga the Ninja Turtle costume.
Allegedly.
I lean towards believing that because I was actually watching a shoot interview with... It was with Piper. And Piper was saying that there was like five guys from Germany that were touring... I think they were probably in like the Portland territory, whatever that was called. And they, one night they were talking about how they were all sleeping with underage girls. And I cannot remember who Piper said it was, but he said there was like a group of dads, you know, and one of them was just like, told them to shut up. And then the one kept going. So he just got up and poked him in the eyes. And that's where Piper stole that for the ring. Was he just walked up to the guy and he was like, knock it off. He said one more thing. He just fucking doubled the guy in the eyes. And so wrestlers, especially back then, were definitely scumbags. I mean, they were carnies. Like, they were fucking carnies. So, mm-hmm. It could be true. It's still a gross accusation either way.
Alrighty, and the last one for the evening. Number 27. At an indie show.
Outlaw Mud Show?
Yes. Sabu had oral sex with one of the valets in the locker room, but when one of the wrestlers asked him if it was good, he said something along the lines of, "Smell my mustache."
I believe that is... Oh, no, that's not the story about Sonny. Because there's a story about Sonny where allegedly. Yeah, knowing Sabu now, could, even though he denies it, it could very well be true. Where he held, he had a bottle of painkillers and, like, held them over Sonny's head for a blowjob or something like that.
Allegedly.
I would not be surprised if that was true.
All right, so you're
and saying... I have a tattoo of the guy on my fucking arm, so yeah.
So it shows you what his heroes are.
Well, no, artist, very okay, different.
Fair enough. Well, I think that's gonna do it for this edition.
Yeah,
of the
we
files.
We got a quick little one in there. So, yeah.
So we are going to be we are going to be right back to finish this episode off.
Coming this summer. The most heart-pounding suspense thriller of the modern generation. A story of one man and his fight to find the most elusive urban legend of all time.
Hi, I'm Lonnie King, and you're watching Lonnie's Bigfoot Hunt.
His journey will take him from the hills of eastern Kentucky to the most terrifying place of all, inside his own mind.
Why doesn't anybody believe me? Am I going crazy here?
And as he digs deeper, he will discover the secret truth that nobody saw coming.
If my calculations are correct, Bigfoot may be behind 9/11.
Critics are calling it the dumbest movie of all time. Find out for yourself this summer. False Co. Pictures presents Lonnie King, Samuel L. Jackson, Natalie Portman, and Charlie Sheen as Bigfoot in Lonnie's Day Out.
And we are back for the final time of this episode to the one, the only Fatitude Era, Cleveland's greatest punk rock wrestling podcast. Your host, Jackknife Jeff Smith, joined by El Hordano Diablo and Dr. Dewey Dynamite. And that is going to do it for this episode of the Fatitude Era. If you're looking for me, you can find me at RevJess_FL Radio and Twitter. You can find my Edgy Boy content show, The Church Absurd, with Reverend Jess and Deacon Sam on all your favorite podcast platforms. I am Second Mike on the Fickle Fanboy Pop Culture Podcast. And if you're looking for movie talk, Acclaim and Shame, where RPM and I look at two movies, one that is critically acclaimed, one that is critically reviled, and determine if the critics are indeed right. El Hordano Diablo, where can they find you?
At El Hordano Diablo on Twitter and Instagram, and Words with Friends, and you can buy Wrestle Void at
WrestleVoid.BigCartel.com.
That's the one.
Back copies available for $5 with $3 shipping. A total of $8 gets you a really great wrestling magazine signed by El Hordano Diablo himself.
You'll laugh. You'll cry.
You'll come.
Yeah, you'll come.
From your anteater.
Also find me on Let the Hate Flow Through You weekly on Mondays.
Through the Lousy Weather Media Podcast Network, our parent network of Above Below Entertainment.
Indeed. So yeah, hit me up. We're always taking questions and shit. Just shoot me a DM.
Also at Above Below ENT on Twitter.
Oh, we have an Instagram too, don't we?
Yeah, Fatitude Era does. Yeah.
We have an Instagram and a Twitter.
But it hasn't been used in years.
Yeah, I would have to I don't even know the password. Anyway, Drew, where can they find you?
They can find me at AllElite76 on Twitter and at Dewey Evans on Facebook.
All right, fantastic. And for those listening, if you do want to give us some fan mail, we appreciate it. At thefatitudeera@gmail.com, subject fan mail. It will get read out on the show, especially if it's good. Even better if it's bad, because then we'll make fun of you. Mm-hmm. It'll be great.
Mary Jacobs, we're talking to you.
Yeah, Mary Jacobs, fuck you.
Jacobs is dead.
Right, let's hope.
Dude, that's going to be our shirt. Mary Jacobs is dead.
Right, but in all seriousness, folks, I want to thank you very much for listening to this episode of the Fatitude Era. We look forward to seeing you next week, and you know what? In the meantime, I'm going to give you guys a little bit of homework assignment. Like, I'm Tyler Durden in Project Mayhem. I want you to go back and watch the two matches we recommended, the
Von Erichs on MLW. It's the Von Erich boys versus MJF and whoever the fuck else. It was really good.
And the...
Oh, no. I take that back. Go watch the Ricky Shea Page versus Nick Gage match.
Yeah, and
that's
then
what you should watch.
And also check out WrestleMania 17's Tables, Ladders, and Chairs match. Drew, you want a match you want to recommend for anybody?
Let's see.
Just watch Interview with Bruno Sammartino.
Yeah, no. I'm gonna say Rock versus Hogan at WrestleMania 18.
That's such a good fucking match.
Yeah, and before you watch that match, watch the beginning where Saliva plays "Make Me a Superstar" live.
That will make you not want to watch anything.
And I think isn't it 17 where Limp Bizkit plays Roland live for the Undertaker? 2001, so that would have been.
I know they did like that. My Way was the song for the match. They might have played Taker to the Ring. I remember when Kid Rock played Taker to the Ring and said "fuck" on fucking Raw
while wearing an American flag as a poncho.
Yeah, that was an interesting night. So anyway, yeah. Go look some shit up.
Yeah, definitely. And as always, we do not quote Jim Cornette anymore because fuck Jim Cornette. So we are going to end it with a good old fashioned 100% Texas Rattlesnake. I am definitely stalling because I'm not pulling up my custom soundboard. All right, we're going to end it with a good old-fashioned...
Give me a hell yeah! I said give me a hell yeah!
Drink it, Justin, on the company dime! Fuck you guys! I had a good time! Promo tripping! Price should drive! Fuck you guys! I had a good time!
This has been a Fat Lols Radio and Above Below Entertainment production under the umbrella of Lousy Weather Media. Check out more shows at lousyweathermedia.com. Some tests now. Drew, give me some tests, please.
Check, check, chickity, check, check, check.
All right, now give me a peek.
Check.
Okay. Okay, that's good. All right, Hordano.
What is going on? I am going to talk like this most of the time because I have a loud voice and it carries.
All right, good. Cool.
All right, cool.
All right. Chickadee, check, 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 check. Fisting the North Star. Donkey punch in your mom's anus. Okay. Fist. All right. Sibilance. All right. All right, you guys ready?
Yep.